Greetings, I'm Fred Zaspel. Welcome to another author interview here at Books at a Glance. Again, we're talking to Dr. Steve Wellham about his Systematic Theology, the first volume. Welcome back, Steve.
Great to be back, Fred.
We are in chapter 18, it is, chapter 18 of his book, working our way through now in the attributes of God. And I think we left off next to talk about God's aseity, his independence. So explain what we mean by aseity and also highlight the exegetical ground for that.
Yeah. So I'll say to you, I begin here. We've talked about the division of how I'm dividing the attributes, so metaphysical, epistemological, moral. And so we're beginning with these metaphysical attributes. And that's what's been historically been seen as incommunicable, right? In terms of God has these attributes unique to himself. And aseity is so important to start with because the God of Scripture is in a category all by himself, right? He is not like us, right? He is not a creature. He is the God who has always existed. And aseity is the idea that God has life from himself, right? So that's where we get the notion of independence, right? So us, we are dependent creatures. God must give us life, create, and he must sustain our life. Well, there's no one sustaining God's existence. He has existence from himself, right? So his very being is bound up with his existence, and that's why aseity and simplicity properly understood go together, right? Because God, the God of Scripture cannot not exist, right? He's eternal. He has the power of existence. He is life from himself in all of these ways. And that's crucial to grasp because he is not dependent upon us. And of
The
course we
concepts of independence and aseity are distinct, though, because aseity, God exists, say, from himself.
Right.
Independence doesn't quite say all of that.
No, and you're trying to combine the ideas together,
Yes.
right? So he is not dependent upon creation. He's independent. And of course, why is that? Well, his very existence from himself and so on. Now, aseity generally, right, when you think of life from himself, we primarily think of that in terms of his existence. Yet, I think it's more than that, right? So when we think of from himself, he not only has existence from himself, but then I follow John Frame and sort of has how he sort of develops this in his doctrine of God, is that, when we think of God's knowledge is from himself. It's not dependent upon the creature or dependent upon creation. God's very, and then you think of his moral life, is from himself. It's not dependent upon goodness outside of him, right? So again, this is just unpacking the fact that God doesn't conform to something outside of him. He is the very one who has life from himself, knowledge from himself. His very moral nature is bound up with himself, and that's why his goodness and justice and holiness, he is these things. He's not conforming to something outside. So this is the opposite of, say, a Plato. And in Greek thought, where you had these forms and the gods would have to either conform to these forms. No, God is the very standard of these things. So that's a crucial point, and particularly when it comes to the area of knowledge, this is what will distinguish, I think, a biblical conception. Now, people, when I'm going to say this, will squirm if they are part of this tradition, but the Arminian tradition, I don't think is sufficiently giving us a biblical view of God. And that's why, whether you go back to Augustine, but to particularly tie it to the Reformed tradition, God's knowledge is from himself, so that it's not that he foreknows what we are going to do, and then on the basis of that, chooses us, or on the basis of that, even puts his plan together. No, this is why God's knowledge is from himself. He knows his own plan and purposes, his own will, that he then ordains all things, and he knows all things because he ordains all things according to his will and his plan and his purposes. And that's
His
why
knowledge is
knowledge.
not contingent.
He's not contingent, right? And then the application to morality, goodness as well, is very, very crucial, because this will show up